is the night mail crossing the border, bringing the check and the postal order. Letters for the rich, letters for the poor, the shop at the corner of the girl next door. Pulling up, he took a steady climb, the gradient's against her, but she's on time. Cotton grass and moorland boulder, shoveling white steam over her shoulder, snorting noisily as she passes, silent miles of wind-bent grasses. Birds turn their heads as she approaches, stare from the bushes at her blank-faced coaches. Sheepdogs cannot turn her course, they slumber on with paws across. In the farm she passes, no one wakes, but a jug in a bedroom gently shakes. The climb is done. Down towards Glasgow she descends. Towards the steam tugs, yelping down the blade of cranes. Towards the fields of apparatus, the furnaces, set on the dark plain like gigantic chessmen. All Scotland waits for her. In the dark glens, beside the pale green sea lochs, men long for news. Letters of thanks, letters from gangs, letters of joy from the girl and the boy, received in bills and invitations to inspect new stock or visit relations and applications for situations and timid lovers, declarations and gossip from all the nations, new substantial news, financial letters with holiday stamps to enlarging, letters with racist folding margin, letters from uncles, cousins and aunts, letters to Scotland, the south of France, letters of condolence to Highlands and Lowlands, notes from overseas to Hebrides, written on paper of every hue, the pink, the violet, the white and the blue, the chatty, the catty, the boring, the boring, the old and official, all the hearts are soaring, ever skipping short and long, the time to the printed and spelled all wrong. Thousands are still asleep, dreaming of terrifying monsters, or a friendly tea beside the band at Cranston's or Crawford's. Asleep in working Glasgow, asleep in well-set Edinburgh, asleep in granite Aberdeen. They continue their dreams. But shall wake soon, and long for letters, and none will hear the postman's knock without a quickening of the heart. For who can bear to feel himself forgotten?